Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The advice given on the following program does not necessarily represent the views of iHeartMedia, its management and staff. Since individual situations can and will be different, please consider this when exercising any options given by our guests. It's time to get your retirement plan in order. Welcome to the Empowered Retirement Show with Pete Cymbalak and Nick Thoman, CFP. Reach out to the Empowered Financial Team now at 608-212-7300 or visit their website, empoweredfm.com now. Here's your hosts, Pete Cymbalak and Nick Thoman.
Welcome back, everybody, to this beautiful summer Saturday morning. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. Pete Cymbalak here, Nick Thoman, certified financial planner in-house today. You can always get hold of us at 608-212-7300 or our website, retiremadison.com. Nick, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing fantastic. You hit it right on the head. It is a beautiful summer Saturday morning.
It is. And I got a question for you. What do you love to do on 4th of July?
I, on the 4th of July, if I had one thing I could do, would be to probably sit on my deck and grill out and have a beverage and just enjoy some music. That would be what I like to do. Or I guess if I can't do that and somebody wants to play golf, I would do that as well. Those two.
So would you call it a tradition?
No.
Would you call it a habit? Like a common thing you're doing?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
So, just so you know, I'm a little bit opposite of Nick when it comes to 4th of July. You know, there's three big holidays that people spend all the money on food and travel and all that kind of stuff. Christmas, Thanksgiving, and 4th of July. And at our house, it's a little different, isn't it? And I'm going to tease Nick just a little. No, I'm not going to tease
him. That's okay. I know where you're going with this, right? But that's fine.
It's Nick does not get the opportunity or does not take advantage of the opportunity to come to our house because Nick just doesn't like loud noises. So, I mean, it's just that fair. He just, it does not sit well.
Yeah, and it's funny because people think I'm just a loud noise quite often.
Only our wives, right?
Right,
only our
wives. And my friends and my kids and the listeners. So.
But, you know, a big tradition at our house is to have a 4th of July party. Now, you could still come for the food. You don't have to stay for the fireworks.
But you have the blowout fireworks, the extravaganza, all that stuff.
We do. We'll have literally 75 people come to our house, and we're doing barbecue, which I've got a pretty mean barbecue. But we'll do, you know, the barbecue. We'll do the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the brat. I mean, it's an enormous spread that goes about 20
feet wide. I'm going to have Carrie out, and I'll watch the fireworks on Zoom.
Well, there we go, right?
There we
go. You don't have to hear them.
Right.
And then we do have a tendency to do fireworks in our backyard that we're pretty proud of. And the tradition kind of started with just this little thing in our backyard having fun. And it turned into all the neighbors getting together and doing bigger and bigger and bigger. And so it literally, our fireworks in our backyard go for probably 45 minutes of lighting fireworks off. And I am so excited. A couple weeks ago, I was able to purchase all the fireworks and neighbors are contributing more and more, and I'm continuing. Rather than use their money and just do the same thing, we're adding on as they buy. So, you know, at our house, 75 people, fireworks are going. We haven't had any complaints or fires or anybody
yet.
Get hurt or anything like that, right? It's all been good. And that's a tradition. That's a 4th of July kind of weekend for us. There are some, in a negative way, there are some traditions people have that they go through. By the way, I'd love to hear what other people do for their 4th of July tradition. And I'm extra excited, by the way, too, because my kids will be coming up. My grandson will be coming up from Nashville. So I'm excited. We're going to have a really good time. But I want to use this as a jumping off point because traditionally, people have been told when bear markets come, when tough times come, just don't look at it, stay the course. And it isn't necessarily always the best advice. So we're going to dig into that. We're going to dig into some small business taxes. Mm-hmm. I know you've got a story or two to tell. 4th of July, Independence Day, folks. What is your Independence Day when it comes to retirement? Because we talk all things retirement on this show. So folks, buckle up. This should be a fun show. A few fireworks going off here and there, right? But when we come back, we'll talk about the economy, what's happening in the market, and how it might affect you as a retiree. The Empowered Retirement Radio Show, making your retirement explode.
Welcome back, everybody, on a summer Saturday morning. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. Nick Toman and Pete Cymbalak coming back to some festive 4th of July music. We've got a big 4th of July holiday coming up. You can reach us at 608-212-7300. We're located out in Greenway Station, out in Middleton. So give us a call if you want to schedule an appointment. Or better yet, Pete, they can go to retiremadison.com, retiremadison.com, request an appointment. There's a little widget on the homepage on the right-hand corner, lower right-hand corner. Fill that out, request an appointment. Maybe you just have a question about where do I get started? We've had people ask us over the last few weeks, a lot going on in the economy. We'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, Nick, Pete, where do I even begin this planning process? You can inquire with us, give us a little background about what's going on in your world, and we'll reach back out to you. If you do contact us over the weekend, we'll reach back out to you on Monday because we give the staff off on the weekend. So, Pete, you were mentioning your 4th of July extravaganza that you have. I'm going to guess this year might cost you a little bit more to put that extravaganza on for everybody.
Yeah, it is definitely going to cost us a whole lot more as mm-hmm. far as the food goes, for sure, and the mm-hmm. beverages. And some people do bring some food, too, so others will participate in that pain.
And I'm not bringing any food.
Well, you could.
I'm not.
You could bring your PBR. Your PBR,
okay.
Right?
Okay. But again, it'll cost me a little bit more. Like you
might
said.
Be the only one. You and the college kids will be the only ones drinking it.
Okay. Right? And I'll be doing it for free. So, but it will cost me more, be cost you a little bit more. You mentioned that first segment, those holidays where people spend a lot more money. And maybe this year we just feel it more than we've ever felt it.
You know, there's been some research, recent surveys that are talking specifically about this because the 4th of July is coming up, and there's a lot of concern economically in the U.S. Because everybody's feeling inflation. You go to the store and you purchase your groceries, mm-hmm. and it's at least 50% higher than what it was. But at 4th of July, people do buy a lot of food. It is the most food purchase for any holiday outside of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm-hmm.
And besides purchasing food, they also, just like those other holidays you mentioned, they do travel more.
They
so one
travel.
Of the things in one of the surveys that you and I talked about off air is when you travel for, let's say, like the 4th of July, you can't necessarily get away with filling up half your tank like you might when you just drive around town. Mm-hmm. So you don't really feel the pinch of the price of gas. Now, if you're going to travel to see family on the long holiday weekend, now you're going to feel it because you can't fill up half a tank.
Yeah, think about all the people with RVs. They're pulling their boats. All mm-hmm. the various things that go on, they're going to get hit really, really, really hard. When it comes to the food, you know, let's put it this way. I think when people see the food bills that they get from the 4th of July, it is going to shock them much more than what they have. And my fear is, if I could use that word fear, mm-hmm. my concern would be, and I'm not alone in this, is that when people actually see that, that's when they're going to stop doing their consumption.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where you end up getting stagflation. Amongst other things, you go back to, you know, we've had some nostalgia that we've brought back
right.
and forth into this program over the last several months. You're going to go back from the 80s, you're going to go back to the 70s, and that's not going to be a comfortable picture for people. So, folks, you need to be prepared for the shock that is coming, not just from the 4th of July, but, you know, folks, If you talk to me for long enough, you're going to get really depressed because my job is to protect people's money, mm-hmm. which means I'm looking at all the bad stuff that we got to protect it from. And one of those things, not just the inflation, it is also the idea that there are potential food shortages coming. So mm-hmm. it isn't just the overuse of free money mm-hmm. that the Fed has put into the system. But because of everything that's broken down in supply chains,
yeah.
various things, the war over in Ukraine, Russia, there's that potential for food shortages coming. And you're going to start feeling that if we do feel it, I'm being told probably in August or so.
Yeah, we've seen some shortages throughout, you know, the food supply. But as you said, I think this is going to become more prevalent. But I want to just go back to something you said a moment ago. And that is, you know, when we feel this and you use the term cut back or not spend as much. And if you're in retirement, you're preparing for retirement. Is that really how you want to begin that next phase of life, figuring out all those things now you can't do? Or, as we said off air, do I have to continue to work, or do I have to, you know, go back, find a part-time job just to get by?
It becomes very tricky if you are mm-hmm. on the doorstep of retirement during this time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. If you're within 3 to 5 years, maybe this is the year you've prepared for, or you think you've prepared for, and you're going to pull the trigger and go into that next phase of life. And, you know, folks, go ahead.
That's where, you know, again, we always think of the market, the sequence of returns.
Yes.
I think, again, you can add sequence of returns risk in there. It's volatility, it's longevity risk, but it really can come down to inflation as well. Not just what we see out there in the stock market, mm-hmm. but what we feel in our pocketbook due to inflation.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. These topics we're bringing up, when are we really going to feel it? We felt it to some degree, but when you got to put a full tank of gas in your car, when we have shortages. Again, we just live in some really crazy times, Pete. So, you know, listeners, where can they get started? They're listening to the show. Where are they going to get started
yep. so
to try to
all,
answer these questions?
So first of all, when we talk about listeners, where do we get started?
Mm-hmm. In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun.
Maybe you've been a really good saver.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have been a very good saver. You've done a good job. You've gathered the assets. And you are, let's just say you have a lot of uncoordinated accounts,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't coordinate together. They're not designed to work together. Now, maybe you have an account at US Bank and over here at Morgan Stanley and your 401k.
And a 403b and an IRA right? and a stock account.
And you think you're diversifying by having all these accounts, but mm-hmm. what you do is you have a mess. You have a puzzle that hasn't mm-hmm. been put together, but you've been a good saver.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of money in those accounts. This would actually be a perfect time to get those accounts coordinated. What are you doing to actually coordinate those things? Maybe I've heard people say, well, I'm with Edward Jones, I'm with Morgan Stanley, I'm with this person and that person, and I think that's diversification, folks.
Mm-mm.
That's not diversification. That's dissension,
mm-hmm.
right? You're going to have differing opinions of how to do this. Folks, if you are retiring in the next 3 years, maybe you just retired within the last year, maybe you're selling your business.
Yes.
You're selling business is going to be a subject we're going to talk yep. about in the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're ready to sell a business. This is the time you have to do your planning. This is a good time to get a second opinion. 608-212-7300 for the first 5 callers that call during the program. Get a complimentary visit. And this complimentary visit is not a sales call.
Mm-mm.
It is a get to know you to find out where you're at, what you want to do, and if we're even a good fit, or even if you are really where you think you mm-hmm. are. You need an open, honest conversation to say yes or no, maybe, or maybe a few changes over here. That's what that conversation is about. No decisions are made there except for one, and that is that at the end of that visit, do we want to have a second visit?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only decision that'll ever be made in that first visit. So for the first five callers, get this complimentary visit. And by the way, when I say complimentary, when I do pay by the hour work, I charge $700 an hour. So you can get an idea of the value of this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call at 608-212-7300. Be one of the first five callers. Call, leave a message. We do give our staff off on Saturdays, and we will give you a call back on Monday, unless it's the holiday, the 4th of July. Then we'll just call you back on Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can go to our website, retiremadison.com. And go to that little widget that Nick mentioned earlier in the program. Mm-hmm. Says 360-degree retirement planning. It's on the lower right-hand side. Click it, and you can also schedule with us through that.
One of the things I'm proud of, or most proud of, that we do throughout that planning process, Pete, especially early on, is I know I go very much out of my way to try to uncomplicate what can feel very intimidating and very complicated. When you begin planning for retirement, it can feel very overwhelming. And we break this down step by step. First of all, we do get to know you. We're nice guys. And if we're not a good fit, we're very self-aware, but it's all about breaking down and uncomplicating what can seem very intimidating.
How do you eat an elephant?
One piece at a time.
Right? Just one bite at a time.
Yeah,
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, that's what we're talking about. By the way, you know, in the markets, the last week or so, there's been a little bit of a rally, right? I mean, we got hit hard a couple weeks ago, and then you get a rally. That's very normal for where we're at within the market. We're in a bear market, right? The market's mm-hmm. down 20%. That's kind of the marker. I could tell you we were, in fact, I said it on the program, that I believed we would have been in a bear market since the middle of December. It got confirmed here in June. So that's 6 months down the road. The typical bear market lasts about 38 months. 38 months, folks. Let that sink in. This is not a short-term thing. We're used to short-term things. We're used to buying the dip and the market coming right back. If this is prolonged, and let's just say it goes another just 6 months,
mm-hmm.
just another 6 months, but it takes 2 years to recover. What will your retirement situation look like?
Right. And as we said before, now you have to start making some really hard choices about cutting back, going back into the workforce, et cetera, et cetera. And even during this bear market, as we're seeing now, you do have some of these rallies for maybe a week or 10 days. So don't be deceived or fooled that we're out of the woods. Our opinion is we are not out of the woods yet. And that's why every week we are emphasizing getting ready, planning, and take control of those things you have some say over.
If you want to get even more crazy, go back to 2000, 1999, year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Finish in 2010, right? That decade.
Right.
That's what you actually call a secular bear market. So not only was there a rally of 2 weeks, there was a rally of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
From the bottom in the end of 2002 to the peak at the end of, well, fall, October of 2007, that was a bear market rally, mm-hmm. folks. And then what happened? So we had a 50% crash. We recovered a 50% crash. Don't be fooled. Make sure you have your equities. Make sure you have your stocks planned out properly. When we come back, we're going to talk about taxes and selling a business. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, making your retirement better.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York.
This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. Pete Cimbalag, Nick Toman, certified financial planner with Empowered Financial Management over in Greenway Station. Folks, we are having a wonderful Saturday morning. I hope you are as well. The weather is cooperating.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July is around the corner. We're excited. There's a lot of good things going on, a lot of rough things going on.
Mm-hmm.
We have had an offer out there for folks for a free consultation for the first five callers that call during the show. Get that complimentary visit, 608-212-7300. And in this segment, Nick, we want to kind of breach a subject we don't always talk about, But we really want to help really small business owners when it comes to taxes, and especially when they're getting ready to sell their business.
Because that's a whole different dynamic with a business owner, and when they sell a business, what the tax implications could or couldn't be. It's just a different dynamic than maybe you or I face. But we do talk to folks that maybe within a couple of years would like to sell their business and, again, start enjoying that next phase of life. But let's talk about some of the considerations or things that people in that spot need to think about or need to account for as they get ready to sell.
Well, I would say, first of all, if you're a business owner and you're not taking care of your defined benefits completely. Mm-hmm. So here's what I mean. Most people know about a 401k, right? And we could typically get around $24,000, $25,000. If you're a little bit older, you get a little catch up in there.
Yep.
But if you're maxing out your 401k, that's how much we can get. As an owner, it's the same situation, but there is a whole nother side of defined benefits that can actually allow an owner to get maybe up to $250,000 to $500,000, depending on how you're structured, actually put away tax deferred.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize that. That's a big miss if you don't understand that. Going into those last few years of owning that business, you know, how is it that you're going to fund, or how aggressive are you going to be in using that plan? So use those rules to your advantage right now.
And there are some interesting tools you can use there. There's I've seen people put annuities in there. I've seen people put life insurance. You could put all private equity in there. There's all sorts of things that have the potential to be used. So folks, if you didn't know about it, you should know about it. And if you hadn't heard about it before and you're saying, Pete, that sounds crazy, the information's out there, but people have a tendency not to notice it or not to go towards it. What about just simple planning for retirees or for business owners? When it comes to planning, do you have a succession plan in place? What does that look like? What are you using to protect your company if something happens to you? Do you have anybody that's super important to the business that you would consider a key person? What have you done to either put golden handcuffs on to keep them around or even protect your company if they leave? These are all statuses, ideas, tools that people use to build around the business.
Some of them are family members. So it might be a family business that you want your kids to be involved with, your adult kids, even your grandkids that you want to have them take over at some point. So these are considerations you should be thinking of right now, and then combine that with some of the tax implications, tax strategies that if you don't plan correctly, again, could come back to bite you.
You know, recently I had a client who was selling their business, and they had about $2 million of capital gains. So that's a big number to have to swallow and pay income tax on. We were in this situation, it worked really well to be able to take that $2 million. And in this case, what we did is we put it in an opportunity zone that's actually happening out in Pennsylvania. It's a research, a medical research facility. And an opportunity zone gave them the opportunity to, one, defer taxes. So on the original capital gains, they're able to defer the taxes out to 2026. And then they will have to pay tax on the capital gains that they came. But if they hold their position in this opportunity zone for 10 years, a couple things can happen. Number one, you're able to defer those taxes out for the capital gains first. But all the growth that you get inside that opportunity zone, if you hold it for 10 years, all those gains will be tax free.
It has some characteristics similar to a Roth IRA. People love their Roth IRAs if you use it the right way. It's not a Roth IRA, but when you can not only defer, but then some of those gains, or all those gains, if you hold it that length of time, that is huge. And most people can determine, can I hold it? Maybe this part of my wealth is okay. I can hold it for 10 years because it's long.
Now, if you took $2 million, and by the way, I'm not projecting, I'm not saying, I'm not guaranteeing or whatever. I'm using an example here, folks. But if you put $2 million into something, and 10 years down the road, let's just say you averaged a little over 7%. 7.2, that's where I'm going. Just 7.2, historically, that seems pretty easy to get, right? I mean, historically, you would have doubled your money tax-free.
Yeah, rule of 72.
Right? That's big.
That is big.
Mm-hmm. Folks, are you taking advantage of these kind of opportunities as you own your business? Are you planning it out? Are you selling a business? Now, I'm not here to say an opportunity zone is right for everybody, and I'm not guaranteeing anybody 7.2%, so don't go there with me. What I am doing is giving you examples of some of the things that we've done with our clients recently that if you're not aware of these things, you should be aware of them, especially if you have capital gains coming from the sale of a business. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not uncommon. My son went to school with some young folks, obviously, right? They're all the same age. But they're in a position with their business. I'm not going to talk about the type of business yet, other than it's a tech business, that within a few years, it looks like they'll be able to sell their business for around $100 million. Now, that's capital gains on that business. They've put money into it, but that's about $75 million of capital gains if that pans out right. Mm-hmm. That's a big payday. There's a lot of taxes involved in that. You had better be strategizing now for your exit. We want to grow our business. Mm-hmm. We want our business to succeed. We might want to pass it on to our kids. But you better have an exit strategy, and it better involve tax planning.
By the way, Pete, most business owners are very good at what you just described, growing their business. They're good at what they do. They're good at being entrepreneurial. But that doesn't necessarily mean they have the foresight to plan accordingly. And that's where we come in. And that's the lane that we run in. So those people that are out there listening that have done a good job growing their business from their garage or their basement or their one-room apartment, that's who we're talking to today. So if that is you, give us a call today at 608-212-7300. In that first segment, Pete made an offer for the first five people who connect with us, either by calling us or going to our website at retiremadison.com for a one-hour complimentary visit that we can do either at our office out in Greenway Station or via Zoom. And it's just the opportunity for us to find out if what we do is retirement planning specialist is what you need at this point in your life, at this point in your business. So if you're that business owner and you're looking for a starting point or even looking to uncomplicate this process, this is the time to give us a call, 608-212-7300. And I believe right now we have three spots still available throughout the show. So take advantage of that today. We'll call you back on Monday. Even if you go to our website, we'll reach back out to you on Monday because everybody's off on the weekend.
Except for the 4th. Then we'll do it on Tuesday, right? So folks, we've talked a little bit about business and business preparation for the exit, right? You've done a good job with your business. How are you going to exit? How are you going to benefit from that? You're planning going into it. Now, let's talk in the next segment. We're going to wrap this segment up. In the next segment, Nick, I want to talk about some things that have actually been going on with our current clients and just kind of give some stories and give you a little bit of a flavor of what it's like to work with us and the scenarios we run across. Maybe you'll identify with that. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, making your retirement awesome. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework.
Come on, show me. In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. Nick Toman and Pete Cymbalak talking all things retirement. You can contact us at 608-212-7300. In those last two segments, we made an offer for those who would like to schedule a one-hour complimentary visit. We've had five spots to start with, and it looks like, Pete, going into our final segment, we have two more spots available. So call us at 608-212-7300 or visit us at retiremadison.com. In the lower right-hand corner, there's a little widget. You can fill out some information, and we will call you back on Monday, or if it's the 4th of July holiday, we will contact you back on Tuesday. So in this final segment, Pete, we want to maybe share some of our experiences that we've had over the last couple of years. And maybe some of this is going to ring true to you. You're listening to the show and you say, that's me, or I can identify. So let's kind of jump right in and talk about some of those experiences that we had that we can share with the people out there.
So I want you to share some of the experiences you've had. You know, I'm here, and, you know, we talk a lot. We identify with folks who have done a great job saving money. They have uncoordinated assets. Their money's all over the place. They're falsely diversified. They're actually divided, mm-hmm. not diversified. But what are some of the you and I were talking about some clients just recently, and then I'll kind of interject as you talk in your experiences.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about, you know, what are those clients where we make the biggest impact that we feel, you know, not only do we work the best with, but we can educate and that are open to some new ideas. And I serve clients in the IT industry, in the medical profession, sales executives. And I was sharing a story with you, Pete, before we jumped on air, thinking back a couple of years when we used to get to teach our classes, and we love to teach. We love to educate people.
Yes.
And one of my best clients had attended a class a few years ago. We sat in the back. I remember he sat up on his chair the whole time. And eventually, a couple weeks after the class, he came in for an introductory visit just to sit down over a cup of coffee. And I remember him explaining to me that he was really good, or he had been really good over the past 10 or 15 years, being diligent with his money. He didn't overspend. He had accumulated a lot, almost over $2 million. But he just felt at this point in his life, after listening to that class and all the components that go into retirement-specific planning, that trying to do that on his own, it just fell outside of his lane. He admitted, I'm very successful in my business. I'm successful at what I've done in my career. But Nick, I don't understand really any of this. And so he came into that relationship with you and I, Pete, very open-minded. And the reason I enjoy working with him so much is every time we get together, I feel like I can teach him something that he walks out of that meeting together, say, wow, I didn't know that, but it's going to help me 5-10 years down the road.
Now, you recently had a meeting with this person. Mm-hmm. We'll just leave it at that. And I was there listening to a lot of your conversation, have a little fun. And I found this really funny because in this particular, you know, one of the things that we, you know, so many people are pro-insurance or anti-insurance or pro-market or anti-market. We believe you need all of these things, right?
The best of all the worlds.
Right?
The best of all of them.
But this came up in the conversation because this guy with the market doing what it's doing, their son comes up to him and says, I bet you're happy you got those annuities now.
Right.
Right? Because they were covering income. And by the way, they were really happy they had those annuities now, weren't they?
And by the way, when we did this and we set up the plan to include the annuities, to include the investments, to include some protection for healthcare, all along the way, one, we uncomplicated that process. The discussion was very educational. And as I like to tell folks that I work with, is if you involve maybe 10 years down the road, you start bringing your adult kids into the conversation about your money, and they ever ask you, Mom, Dad, why did you do that? Why do you have that tool in your lineup? Why do you have an annuity? Why do you have these investments? Why did you have life insurance? For what reasons? If I'm doing my job, you should be able to, within about 30 seconds, summarize right away why you did each of those things. You shouldn't be guessing. You shouldn't feel like, boy, what did this guy sell me? Not at all. It should be a strategy, a tool, and you should know very specifically why you did what you did. And that's the fun part of our job and some of the most enjoyable experiences I have with my clients.
And again, annuities not right for everybody, right? I mean, we could talk about another situation where you had people that didn't get annuities right up front. It's not this is not meant to push annuities. It's to push that relationship that you could be really good at what you do in your occupation, whether it's a lawyer, a doctor, a engineer, an engineer. We have lots of engineers. Now, let's be honest, engineers are just a little bit different in the fact that they do not recognize that they are not the best at everything because they got their spreadsheets. They're there. Come on, guys. Folks, you're listening to me. You're an engineer. You know I'm talking right to you, right?
Yeah.
So often that takes a little more education to get you to be open-minded, to have somebody else come in and do what you think you could do. But it's these areas that you don't recognize. Part of the things that the retirement classes that we did allowed us to do was to spend 4 hours, not just right. in one area, but in multiple areas to show the complexities that you need simplicity in. But the complexities, if they're not recognized, not that you have to mm-hmm. deal with them, but if you don't recognize them, you often don't see the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so engineers, come on, guys. Ladies, you know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. You've got it down. You are an engineer. You're self-sufficient. You could do this. But the reality is, my best clients that were engineers, and I have lots and lots of them. That's my number one group of people are engineers, engineering mm-hmm. executives. But they came to the place of recognizing, number one, they didn't want to spend 4 to 8 hours a week managing the money. Mm-hmm. And number two, I would say, what happens to me if something happens to me? Who takes care of my spouse, mm-hmm. my significant other? Because they know that person cannot do all the spreadsheets. So it's an angle that you're looking at that you know, it opens up your mindset to actually getting help from
folks
like us.
You need to open up your mindset. And you also, when I'm listening to you talk and we're sharing stories, you know the common theme, Pete, in these stories is that they're all very unique. Even though a lot of your clients are engineers,
right?
I have quite a few sales executives and medical professionals, but their situation is so unique. So be careful. Right now is a time where we want answers. We want to know what to do. Be careful of very generic advice, very generic planning. Your situation's different than your neighbors, different than your coworkers. Your tax situation's different, your longevity, your risk. So today would be a great time to give us a call. Take advantage of these last three spots that we have available for a complimentary visit. You can take advantage of that by calling us at 608-212-7300, or better yet, go to retiremadison.com, request that visit, and let's talk about how retirement is unique to you. We spend about an hour that first meeting, Pete, and we do it either at our office out in Middleton near Greenway Station, or we can do it via Zoom, whatever is convenient for you. Matter of fact, we've learned to adapt and be flexible these last couple of years. But spend an hour with us, and let's talk about how unique retirement is to you and what it is, what steps we have to help you with, so that you can have that retirement that you've worked 40 years for, so that when maybe we have another bear market sometime in your life again, you don't feel like you have to change your plans completely, that you can go enjoy, have an amazing retirement, even during some of these really tough times. So call us 608-212-7300. We've set aside spots for five people. We're down to two spots available as we speak. Give us a call today, Pete.
You know, folks, as I'm thinking about this, and we're getting ready to wrap up the show, I don't want to wrap it up too soon. We still have a few more minutes. But, you know, you said something that triggered a thought, and that is about our clients. And, you know, the favorite clients that I have are engaged. Now, I don't mean engaged to be married. I mean they're engaged in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I mean by that. You know, there are people out there who don't really get this stuff. And they just, here, take all this, do it for me, and mm-hmm. right? I mean, and that's all good. We help those folks. If been a good saver, uncoordinated mm-hmm. assets, all that kind of stuff, we help those folks, no problem. But my favorites are those ones that say, Pete, I want to meet with you next quarter. I want to meet with you next quarter. I want to meet with you next mm-hmm. quarter. And why is that? Because they're engaged. They're paying attention to what's going on. They appreciate what's going on, and they are typically the people that tell more people about me than anybody, or about you mm-hmm. than anybody, because they're engaged. How many of you out there have a relationship with an advisor that, you know, when you call them, it's hard to meet with them once a year?
Mm-hmm.
You might have $2 million with them, and it's hard to meet with them once a year.
Yep, and I think both you and I and our clients, we have to also be open to having some tough conversation, and that's okay.
Oh, well,
I encourage
absolutely.
That. Not only do they ask us or press us on some things, but vice versa. That, and I admit going into a relationship with anybody that at some point I'm going to tell you something you might not want to hear. My job isn't to just tell you yes and let's just, you know, this will be okay or that'll be okay. Yes, we're putting together plans that we want you to be okay and we're mitigating risk. But sometimes we have to ask you some things. They're going to be tough conversations, especially when it comes to your health. And we're talking about that topic and longevity, mm-hmm. things that are not fun topics. Everybody wants to meet when the market's up 21% and you have $1 million and you made 20%. Well, that's an easy meeting. But what if you're talking about a health situation in your family? Or you don't have longevity in your family and you're trying to figure out how to protect that or selling a business. These are tough conversations, and I'll tell you up front, we're going to have those.
We are going to have those. We recently did a video for our clients, right? And one of the things that was a big feedback that I'm very proud of is, you know, I got lots of thank yous for it. But here's the thing. For us, in our philosophy, when we manage money, when we put together portfolios, when I say portfolio, I'm talking about money inside mm-hmm. the market and outside the market. We're talking about the whole thing,
totality,
right?
Totality, in totality.
Yep. But the money that's in the market, that's an emotional piece, right? Whether you're relying on it for income or not, it's an emotional piece. It's what people see. They feel their money in the market. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, and we told them in that video and in my quarterly meetings with my clients and annual meetings with my clients, I remind them of our commitment mm-hmm. to try to avoid the big loss. And, you know, if the market's down 40% and we're down 25%, to many people, that would seem like a good trade-off. Mm-hmm. But our clients are counting on us to maybe try to stop the bleeding around 15%. Now, I'm not giving a guarantee, but I'm giving you a range based upon their risk of where they really want their money to be. And they're so appreciative of that idea that we're doing what we can to limit the losses, even if that means being very contrarian at times. Folks, do you have that relationship with your advisors? Are you prepared if your spouse is not the person mm-hmm. involved in the finances? Yep. If something happens to you, will things be okay? Or are you going to leave them to the wolves after you're gone? Those are the kind of questions you have to answer. I would encourage you, pick up that phone, give us a call, 608-212-7300, or go to our website, retiremadison.com, schedule that complimentary visit. Folks, we've run out of time. This has been a lot of fun talking about retirement, businesses, taxes, our client events. Something else that's our favorite is always talking on the radio with you. Mm-hmm. Folks, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the warmth. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, making your summer better.
Investment advisory services offered through Trek Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only, and it should not be considered specific investment advice, does not take into consideration your specific situation, and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and are not guaranteed, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. For specific tax advice on any strategy, consult with a qualified tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.